we have a special vets program that started called Boys Southeast, and it helps vets who have those barriers specifically in their activity of daily living. So maybe bathing, dressing, cooking, transportation, you know, getting the house cleaned, shopping, those kinds of things. If a person's having difficulty with those, they might qualify for this program called the Voice Southeast. And what that does is help the vet with some funding so that they can hire a person of their choosing to help them with their needs. And oftentimes a person has somebody in their life doing all this work for them, but they are not getting paid. So this would be a way to pay them. So that's a specific group that I'm trying to reach out to this trip, because it's a brand new program and we want to get the word out. So if there's any vets that are listening, that would be great for them to give me a call and we could set up a time to meet.
Do you yourself go into somebody's home and do an assessment?
I can take part in that. It's helpful to see the home, you know, take pictures if we need to. And then I have a person on staff in Juno that's an accessibility specialist. And so we could brainstorm together and figure out, is there something we could do about this inaccessible area of the home or some kind of technology or some kind of answer to maybe making it more accessible. And so it's helpful to see the person's home, but I'm more than happy to sit down and talk to people in a cafe or at the library or wherever, just to talk about barriers they're facing when living independently. And sometimes that means, you know, access to medical care or, you know, getting the services they need from the doctor. So do some advocacy in that sense. We've done the whole range of services, or at least, you know, brainstorming those types of things with people.
Is there anything that you wanted to add that I didn't ask you about?
Yes. Specifically this month, we are trying to do some raising awareness on suicide prevention. And people may not be aware, but seniors are at high risk for suicide because oftentimes their life circumstances change and things get harder and they find maybe it's just not worth living. And so we wanted to get the word out that if you have a senior in your life or if you're feeling this way, it's okay to talk to somebody about it. It's okay to ask them about it. It's okay to say, are you planning on hurting yourself because we love you or whatever. And it just wants you to be aware that this is a high-risk group. And sometimes just talking about it just helps people open up and talk about it. And so I just wanted to put that little plug out there. If there's any questions or people want to call a care line, I have those numbers and websites with me. So I can give little cards out to people, or I could just give them the number if they want to call. So definitely wanted that to be out there in people's awareness as well.